Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is the drummer for the Rush Tribute Project. You can see them at the Florida Theater on April 21st, where they'll be performing Rush's Moving Pictures album in its entirety, as well as some of their greatest hits and deep cuts. Tickets for that show are on sale now. He is Thomas Slonick. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chase?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on. First off, for the uninitiated, what is a Rush tribute show like?
It is 3 hours of nonstop hits, deep cuts, and a beautiful laser light show, video screens, lots of intensive energy, and 3 hours of the best music you're ever going to hear.
A three-hour show. I imagine as a drummer, that's got to be exhausting.
It is. It's quite the physical activity. And but we all love what we do, and we love the interaction with the crowd and the responses from the crowd. It's a beautiful thing to see, and it's all because we all love the band Rush.
Now, Neil Peart, the late Neil Peart, is widely regarded as like the best drummer ever. I feel like when you ever ask any musician who's the best drummer, 9 times out of 10, it's Neil Peart. How difficult is it to cover his drum tracks?
Well, it's taken me pretty much 50 years to get as far as I have to learning his all his tracks. It's always a work in progress because there's always something that you missed the first time you tried to study a song. And I think I've got it pretty well down, but it's always room for improvement. And it is, yes, a very physical 3 hours.
From a drummer's perspective, because I know some people might not know what made him so great, what made Neil Peart so great as a drummer?
The way he constructed his parts, I believe. He served the song, as he says. And each part that comes around again in songs is a little bit different. It's a little bit more expanded. And it just ends up being a well-crafted masterpiece, each song that he's ever written, drum parts and lyrically. It's just, they're all masterpieces in their own way.
How did you all come together?
This is our 13th year, and I heard of our singer, Sean Jones, through other people, and I relentlessly badgered him to get together with me and try to start a Rush band in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because we didn't have anything like that in the area, and that's pretty much all I wanted to do. So I was lucky to hook up with Sean, and then once we decided that this was going to work, we had to find a guitar player, so we found Bill Heck, and we have not looked back since.
And you said you guys have done this for 13 years, you said?
Yes, 13 years.
When was the moment that you realized, oh, we could possibly like do this thing? Like, we could possibly like travel around, you know, the country and perform just Rush songs?
After 2-3 years of playing the local bars in the Milwaukee area, we decided, yeah, it's time to step it up a bit and take it out to different states and different cities. And so far, it's been a very, very positive experience. And this year is going to be crazy. We're doing probably twice as many shows this year as we've ever done in 1 year. So this year will be a test for us.
How many shows are you all going to do this year?
51.
Oof.
And it's pretty much 95% out of state. So we're going to be California. We're going to be Texas. We're going to be Florida. We'll be on the East Coast. And next year, it's probably going to be the same and more.
Is there any particular city that, I don't want to say surprised you, but like has a massive Rush following and they just always seem to just come out?
We seem to gravitate a lot to Cincinnati area for some reason. And we've always been treated very nice there and always had good crowds. And they keep asking us back, so.
Nice.
We go where we're wanted.
Have you had any interactions with the band Rush at all?
No. Our singer did see Geddy at his book signing once, but, you know, that was just maybe a 10-second conversation. But me and Bill, we never met the band. So, I don't know, it would be kind of intimidating, I think.
But, why would you say that?
I don't know. You hold your heroes at a distance sometimes. If I was to ever, you know, had a chance to meet Neil, I don't know what I would say. I think, thank you. And then I would stumble through the rest of it.
I feel like stumbling sometimes is like the natural response sometimes when like you talk with your heroes and famous people. I just remember meeting Henry Rollins once after a show, and I accidentally asked him like a dumb question of, do you check your own mail? And he looked at me like, did you just ask me if I check my own mail? And I just stumbled and I just said, yes. And it's haunted me for years. So I know how you mean by stumbling and meeting your heroes at a distance.
Yeah. The only question you ever get to ask that person and you like blow it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. I don't mean to put you on the spot. What are your top three Rush songs ever?
Oh boy. La Villa Strangiato is one of my favorites. Long instrumental. I love Territories. And I love Earthshine. Those are kind of two more obscure ones, but lately those are the ones that get me happy and get me going and make you feel good playing them. But La Villa Strangiato is always, you know, one of the most fun songs for us to play because it's got so many different feelings in it.
Do you prefer playing like the instrumentals like that in YYZ, or are you just kind of like them both equally, like that and the lyrical ones?
I like them both equally.
You can see the Rush Tribute Project at the Florida Theater on Tuesday, April 21st. Tickets are on sale now. Again, they'll be performing Moving Pictures in its entirety, as well as its greatest hits and deep cuts. What is it about the Moving Pictures album that you think that made it just so popular?
Well, the radio airplay, of course, that's mm-hmm. what makes it popular, but it's just a different variety of songs throughout that whole album. And they introduced keyboards before that, but this was just a perfect combination of it all. And there's just so many songs that have very listenable qualities to them. So, yeah. And it was right in their heyday, I guess, if you want to call it that. They were probably the most popular they were ever going to be at that time. So, I don't know. It's just the way it happens, I guess.
Dee Snider from Twisted Sister once said that he looked at the song Rebel Yells, the song that he really wished that Twisted Sister wrote. Is there a song that you look at and just wish that, man, this would have been really good if Rush wrote this? Like if it fits like the Rush aesthetic.
You know, that's hard for me to say because I don't listen to a lot of other music like rock songs to make that choice. I do love Queensryche. That's another one of my favorite bands. So I think maybe one of their songs, I think Rush would have done a great job on it. Maybe Silent Lucidity or something like that. But yeah, that's one of my other bands that I gravitate towards, so maybe I would choose one of them.
You can see the Rush Tribute Project at the Florida Theater on April 21st. Tickets on sale now. Tom, before I let you go, I want to ask you the same 10 questions I'd like to ask all my guests here. Are you ready?
Of course. We've been gearing up for this for months now. Had a long winter break, so.
These are inspired by the late, great James Lipton. Here we go. What is the most played song on your playlist?
Tom Sawyer.
What is your guilty pleasure band?
Queensryche.
Your favorite song you just like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Oh, God, again. You're killing me, dude.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Rush's instrumental, haha.
Oh, how dare you? You found a loophole in my question. If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Spaghetti.
What is your drink of choice?
A nice, big, imperial stout beer.
What is your favorite superhero?
They don't have one.
What is your favorite internet video?
A work in progress from that Neil made.
What are you watching right now on your streaming platforms?
The Masters.
And finally, Thomas Slonick, give me your spiciest hot take. It could be about anything in life.
I love aviation. If I was to do anything else in my life, I would have been an airline pilot. I love looking up at the sky, the stars. And I love music, not just rock, but I love ambient space music. Kind of relaxes me. And I love classical music. I love nature. And about it.
What is it about aviation that you'd like?
Seeing the Earth, not from the ground.
You can see them at the Florida Theater on April 21st for Rush's Moving Pictures in its entirety. So make sure you go check out Rush Tribute Project. Again, tickets are on sale now. Thomas Slonick, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Chase. Have a good day.